Dreamscape presents Death in Cornwall by G.M. Malliot. Narrated by Lorna Bennett. 1. Scarecrow. Sunday. There were words for women like Sybil Gosling. Words like Wiccan or Druid, or basically any spiritual alliance that fell under the pagan umbrella. But Fae described her best, particularly since she rejected all organized religion, even the outliers. She believed in harming no one and wishing everyone well and happy. Possibly as a result, she was a bit of an outcast. She was affable for the most part and thought to be harmless, but she marched to the beat of her own shamanic ritual drum. Sybil lived alone on the Cornish moors in a small cottage at the edge of the known British world. Not far, in fact, from Land's End. She tended a vegetable garden and bartered for whatever else she needed. She knitted woolens, which she sold in a shop in nearby Maidsfell, to supplement her pensioner's income. When her brother died, she was alone in the world, but he left her the house to live in. She told people she was affiliated with English Heritage, an organization from which she had, in fact, retired some years before. Actually, it had been quietly suggested she might enjoy an early retirement with more time to spend in her garden. At the time, the trust for the organization had been in a flurry of pandemic cutbacks anyway, and so, quite unsupervised and unauthorized, Sybil had carried on her duties tending the historic 14 maidens on the headland overlooking Maidsfell, duties which included shooing away teenaged and other lovers, keeping evergreen spindle trees and hardy shrubs trimmed and nourished so they could thrive despite cold winter winds and salt air, and collecting rubbish left behind by picnicking non-believers who did not know or care they were in a sacred and holy place. Children laughed at Sybil the Scarecrow. The fear behind this taunting pained her, for she loved children. It was the parents who were so often difficult to love. But Sybil never stopped trying. People just needed to channel their energies better and teach their children to do the same. Her main worry was vandalism, as had occurred when ruffians spray-painted the 14 maidens.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?